1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Does everybody here, everybody on the program like pizza? Are we all pizza fans?
Just had some last night.
I am. I love pizza. Because pizza can be whatever you want it to be. You make it, put all your favorite things on it. How can you not like pizza, right?
Well, and, you know, not only what you put on it, but the crust. I mean, you can have lots of different kinds of crust.
All kinds of different ways, right. In different shapes.
Certainly.
Yeah. So you get your heart-shaped ones around Valentine's Day. You get your square ones, all that stuff. Well, there is bad news. And the story I heard was it was bad news. It said bad news, pizza lovers. But it's not just a pizza. It's a carbohydrate study.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? Bad news.
All right, I'll just guess without any studying at all.
Okay,
just there's a jillion carbohydrates in pizza.
Well, there's carbs in pizza. It's not really the amount of carbohydrates there, but
there's far more fat in pizza than carbs.
What are big carb foods? It would be potatoes, right? They're big carb.
Starchy rice. Vegetables, yeah. Yeah. Rice,
right.
Pasta,
right? Bread.
Yes.
Okay, because it says here baguettes are pointed out, but they started off with bad news, pizza lovers. But it's just kind of like what?
Well, get thin crust.
You really are what you eat, scientists say. New research out. For another carb capital baguette loving French reveals that the opposite sex find a person's face less attractive after they've eaten refined carbohydrates filled foods.
Oh God, it makes my face super puffy and gross. It does.
What now?
I can see in my face what I ate the day before.
Okay.
I swear.
So you can.
Without a doubt.
So you say there's.
If I eat a ton of pasta, a ton of rice, a ton of, yes.
You are less attractive after you've eaten that.
My face is puffy.
This is 2 hours after they showed pictures to people.
I don't know.
You know, they found them less attractive. 2 hours after they had their carbohydrates.
Well, that'd be like standard digestion kind of time.
Right. Whatever.
So, entering your bloodstream, certainly.
But spaghetti is one of the sexiest meals to eat.
So it's
sucking those noodles in.
If you're a dog on a date.
Well. When the moon hits your eye.
Sing it. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, this is try to have more meatballs.
For those of you new to the Bob and Brian, you'll find that we don't play music. We sing it. We just, when we think of a song we like, we just sing it like
we
Brian.
Do.
Yeah.
Do.
So.
That was the wrong song.
From what?
Lady and the Tramp.
That's Amore. I don't know. What did they play?
No. Like? Bella Notte.
There.
Yes.
And they call
her
Bella Notte.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You've tuned into the singing portion of the bottom.
The Italian singing.
Yeah, the Italian singing.
This is the night.
It's a
beautiful night. And they call it Bella Notte.
Thank you for joining us for the Italian portion.
We are good. We are like two of the tenors out of the three.
With the
if I closed my eyes, I couldn't tell the difference.
I know it, right?
Yeah.
He's
that was really good.
Pavarotti, and I'm that other dude.
That was really the one nobody knows. The guy who's coming to town.
So is Joe Jackson. I don't know. I can't keep it straight.
Yeah. There's the three tenors, and we know one.
Mm-hmm. White flour does bad things to my face. It
okay.
just does. So I know
news,
this by living as a human being.
This isn't news to you. You've lived this.
I don't think that pizza is the main culprit, though.
Well,
I would say
it's carbohydrates. It was yellow journalism, Carrie.
Well, if you stuff enough pizzas in your face,
I ate a big Lou Malnati's giant, you know, deep dish,
attractiveness is going to go down anyway. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
I bet Brad Pitt isn't uglier after he eats a pizza.
Brad Pitt might have had a facelift. Is the big news on Brad Pitt?
So what? That's his business. Oh, he's the first guy in Hollywood to have a little work done?
I'm just saying, he's a different, but he also has stopped drinking, which also wreaks havoc on your skin and your face.
Stopping drinking is bad for you.
No, stopping drinking is great for you on every pot. Are you doing yellow journalism over there? What's up?
Well, you said
he's also stopped drinking, which
is bad for your skin.
No, which is great for your skin. But so some are saying, is it the lack of drinking, or is it the...
So his skin looks better when he drinks? I'm a little confused.
I just sorted it out for you.
I just submit side by side with your loved one.
Go, Pop.
You'll find enchantment near.
I love this show.
I love Pop.
I don't know why everybody doesn't listen.
Then night will weave a magic spell.
Who were the three?
When the one you love is near.
Why did you stop?
Well, I thought you were going to say something.
No, I was enjoying the music. Anyway. I was lost in the magic of your voice.
This is the night. Okay. Yeah.
Who are
like
the three tenors?
Will Ferrell and Step Brothers with your beautiful voice. Angelic. Why? One of them is coming here?
I thought I saw a billboard that one was coming to town. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. It was a guy. He sings like that.
And we're talking about carbohydrates, and then he started singing, and then they were looking at some schedule. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
And dogs don't eat spaghetti like
well,
that.
Well, they did.
Okay, you got your
tramp.
You got your Pavarotti. You got your Placido Domingo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got your Jose Carreras.
That's it. He's the smaller
guy. He's the guy. Okay. So we knew one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe back in the day we knew.
Maybe I could have got Placido Domingo.
Placido.
Right,
who's the dude that did the Irish dance?
What?
Who's the Irish dance dude? We used to know this. I don't know it anymore. You know, the guy that did the touring Irish dance thing. He was the, you know.
Oh, he had the whole.
What's his name?
Yeah, that thing.
I know it. I know it. I just got it.
Oh, yeah, what was that? It was Pat O'Shanahan's Irish Dancers.
Sing an Irish tune quickly.
Don't have any.
When Irish eyes
are smiling.
It's St. Patty's Day is right around the corner.
I know. This is topical.
Yeah. So
I
there you go.
I think it's Michael Flaherty.
Flaherty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it is.
They don't.
It
think,
just came to me
right.
As I was picturing him skipping around up there on the stage.
There you go. Very good. See, your brain still works.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't get Placido Domingo, I'll tell you that. Or Jose.
Bocelli's coming to
Andreas Bocelli.
Okay. And he is, is he blind?
He is.
Yeah. Okay.
Saturday, April 6th.
There you go.
Pfizer form.
Coming right up.
Not one of the three tenors. I was wrong there. That was misinformation.
No,
he sings
that song.
But he was ultra popular,
All the Italian ladies and sopranos were crying.
Gundam
when the
style.
Song comes on.
Hope, hope, hope. That's him,
That's him, yeah.
It is Zubo dancing around.
Imagine if you thought you were getting tickets for him and Psy jumps on stage.
Psy, the Irish tenor.
I would feel drugged.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Irish tenor.
I don't know what's going on now.
Is there an Irish tenor?
I don't know. Sure.
So, what were we doing? Oh, carbs make you unattractive.
Sure, I believe that, though.
Just 2 hours after you eat, the opposite sex is not... They're less taken by you than they were before you had the carbohydrates at dinner. So,
That is interesting that somebody can look at a picture, though, and see that. Not know your face to begin with. I know my own face. This is why I can do my own studies, if you follow.
Again, when I go back to Seinfeld, remember the Two-Face one? Maybe she's eating carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to
well, that's
go
bad
out for
lighting,
a nice,
wasn't it?
Shrimp Alfredo dinner. No, no. Let's go get steaks.
I'm 15% better looking when I use the bathroom upstairs in the kitchen than when I do the other regular one with the lighting in there.
You're talking
about
here?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'm not. Okay. I'm not at
What's
all
a softer
kidding about lighting.
Okay.
Yeah, lighting is everything.
You're a big. You've been a lighting person since I've known you.
It's
we agree on that though.
I'd like this have lighting that's here.
This lighting that's here in the studio
is horrible.
I wouldn't put this anywhere in my house.
No, no one would. No, no one would ever.
This is for working. This is work light.
Actually,
this
I have
is what
this
you
kind
grow
of
up with. This is the light you
classroom.
See your classroom friends in.
I have this in my laundry room, actually. I should.
This
I,
is
I
the
won't
kind
lie.
Of light here.
I have three bulbs.
I guess I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
This is called truth lighting.
So there's a lie.
Yeah, it's gross.
So
no one wants the truth.
But it serves its purpose.
It's kept us from having sex with each other. Yeah. Is that
Absolutely.
What you mean?
Absolutely.
That and a few other things. You know. Just hang it all on the lights.
All the guests that have come in have never had sex with a
Menard
either.
Should,
so.
Menard should put that in their lighting section.
Right. Birth control.
Sex-proof your house.
There could be a thing at Walgreens. You know, it could be right next to the morning after
sure.
pill.
Sure. Have Dale Earnhardt Jr. talk about that in one of his commercials for Menards instead of a water heater. There you go. Put him in the lighting department. And the Brad Pitt thing, he looks like he's had some work, but he could have stopped drinking, and that could be the reason
there's
for
his
facial
theories. He's
change.
Had a complete facelift, or he's stopping drinking has helped
I will
him reverse age.
Just submit
he's
to
had
you,
a facelift. He
watch
looks totally...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because he's never looked better. Even I know he looks beautiful in that movie.
There's less divots in his face, less Robert Redford in his face now. Yeah. Like, his jawline completely changed.
All right.
Which says facelift.
Stop drinking and his jawline changed. That is, boy.
Well, you can change your jawline just by positioning your tongue in the correct place, but that's, you're close, Bob.
Don't slide my tongue all
tell
around.
Tell me when I look like Brad Pitt and I'll just keep my tongue there.
Let's turn the lights out and then I'll get after it.